Sign up for the Coast Social Network, where we talk to your friends and neighbors about all that's going on around Southwest Michigan. And we got some great people in here today from the Ghost Light Theater. Urinetown is going to be opening up tomorrow. So we got the director, August, also Casey and Allison, who are playing two of the roles in the play. So how are you guys doing?
Great.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, of course. So can you guys tell us a little bit about the play, what it all entails?
Hi, I'm Casey.
Hi, Casey.
The show is actually kind of a satire on global warming, mm-hmm. kind of like the political system itself, and on musical theater itself. If you're great, like if you're a big musical theater fan, you'll hear references from other shows, and you're like, "Oh, this is from Les Mis. This is from West Side Story." Cool. Like, so if you're a big musical theater nerd, like you're gonna recognize all those things. And it's serious with also like a very funny side. That's where that satire comes in. Yeah,
absolutely. And it is Urinetown, not like you're in town. Yeah. Like some people, that may be hearing it are like, what? Urinetown? What?
Is yes, it's about.
Yeah, it's about. It's about pee. Yeah, let's just put it out there. It's about that, and it's a really fun show. I actually did it years back. It's just a lot of fun, a lot of high energy, and you need a lot of you have to almost like run around the building
it's
a few
chaotic,
times
yeah.
to get ready for it. So how have you guys been preparing for this show?
Has there been a lot of cardio then? If you're
Do you get to hit the treadmill?
Yes. Well, Liz Colston is the choreographer, and yes, there's a lot of cardio in the show. Yeah. But yes, we've been working on this for a little over a month. And it's just been a lot of, talking about, my vision and talking about how the cast, sees it and mm-hmm. how we can relate this to our society.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And, whether we just play the ridiculousness like on purpose mm-hmm. or we actually, do it in, make it more real. And then kind of it's like a balance because you don't want to be too ridiculous because it is satire. But at the same time, you don't want to play it too serious because of the subject matter. And you want people to enjoy themselves and be entertained, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. And there's a lot of different characters in the show. Let's swing it over to Allison. Now you're playing Hope, and Hope is... The kind of on the other side of what a lot of the characters are, because you're on the, I guess you'd call the more privileged right. side of everything, but you kind of get yourself caught in the middle of everything.
I do, yeah. Hope is an interesting character. She is a little bit of an airhead, but she means well. She's she has a big heart, and I can't tell you too much.
No,
I give the end of the show away. But
yeah,
yes,
you don't
want to
do that.
She's a little bit privileged.
Okay.
Absolutely. I think you're going to love this show. If you've mm-hmm. never seen the show, ever heard of this show, you will absolutely love it. So give us the details on if we want to get tickets and make our plans for the
yes.
weekend to go see the show.
Yes. So Ghostlight Theater, Benton Harbor Arts District, August 22nd through September 1st. The website is ghostlightbh.com, BH for Benton Harbor. ghostlightbh.com, and you can get your tickets right on the website.
Okay. So perfect. Website, and then can you also just come
yes,
in and purchase?
Absolutely. You can walk right up at the day of the show as well.
So what
but
are,
you don't want to get turned away.
Right.
Just like at the,
no,
the bathroom.
Of course.
Get them now.
Right. What are the prices for the tickets?
$28 for an adult, $22 for a senior, and $12 for a student.
Oh, nice.
Now, when I go there, am I going to have to pay to go to the bathroom?
Yes, absolutely.
Because there'd be great donations towards the Ghost Light.
Not yeah. included in ticket price. No. Come on.
That's awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for stopping by this morning, and definitely go see the Ghost Light Theater's production of Urinetown coming up this weekend and next weekend. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.